Well, I think Congress should be taking the review it's taking. I think what Snowden did was despicable, but the debate we're having is commendable. And I think we shouldn't conflate all this. The telephone metadata program geared at foreign terrorists is one thing. Congress has a couple of approaches to narrow it. I don't think it should be eliminated because I think it'll be back bigger than ever if we get attacked again. Then there is a separate thing. There's an executive order. I write about this in today's Washington Post. That was issued by President Reagan and has been updated a couple of times, that authorizes our government to listen, to learn foreign governments' intentions. That's where this alleged cell phone stuff comes from. That executive order doesn't have the force of law. Congress could review that too. Congress knows about it. I surely knew about it in my 8 years on the Intelligence Committee, and narrow that as well. But the point I make in the Washington Post, and I think you would all agree, is about crisis management 101. I won 17 elections for the House.
Get in front of it.
Get in front of it. Primaries and general elections. I was there for 9 terms. Get in front of it. We know, our government knows pretty much, the colossal amount of information that Snowden has. And we know what it means, and I'm not sure he knows what it means. I'm assuming it could be being exploited by governments, which now have that information. But at any rate, get in front of it. Explain what's going to come out, what it means, if there are any things in it that are an oops, apologize, and fix them.